Video 30. Author's purpose. Author's purpose. While you are reading, think why the author would write this book, story or informational book. Authors write stories. When you're reading a book and you have to guess why the author wrote the book and what is the author saying to you. So, some authors write to inform you, like books from science books, history, religion. They inform you about it. So it's information they're giving you. Some authors write to persuade. To persuade is to have you do something for them. If you go to the store, a lot of persuasion is given to the children when you go to the cereal section. And what the manufacturers do is they put all the children's cereals at the bottom and the adult cereals at the top. So the manufacturers of those cereals want the children to see those cereals so they can tell their parents to buy it. So they're persuading their parents. To entertain is that when you're telling a story, it could be a joke story, it could be a poem, it could be a funny story, sad story, a monster story. Those are to entertain because you just love fantasy. And that's what it's all about, is to entertain. To entertain, the author writes to tell you a story that you will enjoy reading. To persuade, the author writes to get you to do something or believe what they are saying. To inform, the author writes to give you information about a topic. So it can be science or history. To entertain, the author writes to tell you a story that you will enjoy. This story I have already read, but I want you to look at it. I remember playing on a huge oak tree. I would climb and swing from a rope tied from its large branch. Then on a very dark night, I started to hear banging against my window. As I looked outside, the trees were moving back and forth. As rain pounded against them, my favorite tree was being destroyed by the wind and rain. Suddenly, I heard a crack coming from the sky, and lightning came flashing down my tree. The lightning had struck the branch where my rope was tied, and the branch came crashing down towards my window. I screamed and ran out of my bedroom yelling for my dad. I got out just in time. The branch had broken the window and glass flew throughout my room. If I had stayed in the room, I would have gotten badly hurt. My dad and mom checked the damage. They told me to stay in their room tonight. The next day, my dad called the contractor to see what it would cost to fix my window. But there was no hope for my favorite tree. Now, this is a story. Did I write this, because I wrote this story, did I write this story to inform you of anything? Does it have any facts that could happen? Okay? Does it have any facts or statistics? Or did I write this story to persuade you to do something or to believe in something? Or did I write this story to entertain you? To tell you a story to enjoy hearing. So, in this story, it was to entertain you. It's a story, it's just a story I made up. And it's just to entertain you. So you can sit down, read it. Oh, this is fantastic and all this. Okay, so in this little short passage that I wrote, to persuade, the author writes to get you to do something or believe what they are saying. Yesterday, I went to the store to buy some groceries, and a man was selling light up toys outside. I noticed he kept on trying to convince people to buy his toys. When people started to walk away, he looked my way and walked towards me. I could not help but buy his crazy toy. I didn't even need a toy. So, this is a short story of to persuade someone to do something. To inform. The author writes to give you information about a topic. Every year, the penguins start to march to their nesting ground. Scientists have noticed there have been more penguins than usual. As a science major, I have observed more reports written on the penguins. Okay, so this is factual because penguins do go to their nesting ground to lay their eggs. So this is factual. This is information from a science that. So this is to inform. Now, you are going to write below, write three different authors' purpose. I want you to write a short little paragraph to entertain. Tell me a short little story to persuade and to inform. That is your homework. Okay?